are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. So, Alex, what's exactly going on? What do you want your friends to quit doing?
I just have a little bit of a life dating update for you and, like, just kind of where I am and what I'm dealing with and struggling with. I haven't done this in, like, a couple weeks, I feel like. So, last night, it just kind of clicked for me. Some of my best friends, like, you know how, like, you naturally, like, you'll tag your best friends and pictures on Instagram and stuff and be like, this reminds me of you.
It's or, hilarious,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, you just, like, memes or just cute things. Like, I feel like girls always send each other pictures that bloggers post, like, look how cute this dress is, whatever. Well, one of my best friends keeps sending me, like, cute wedding stuff or things related to weddings. And she'll just be like, oh, my gosh, wonder if your wedding. I'm so excited. I can't wait. Because her and I didn't get to be in her wedding because we didn't become friends until after she was married. So she always talks to me about how excited she is to one day be in my wedding because I didn't get to be in hers. So, like, it'll be that experience for us. So, like, last night she sends me this post of these two girls in denim jackets. And one of them says bride on the back and the other one says ride or die. So the caption was like, every bride needs a ride or die. And she just said, we need these when you get married. And man, that just, like, I just wrote her back and I just said, yeah, it's probably not ever happening. But I mean, jeez, that we can dream. I mean, like, the thing is that I feel like some people hear me say stuff like that and they think I'm just being so negative or whatever. But I just feel like I'm at a place now in my life where I'm becoming more realistic. I have been a relationship person since I was 15. I mean, I have always been the type of girl that, like, ends up in a relationship. There have been periods of my life where I've been single. And during those periods, I've gone on dates with lots of different people. I went on a dating show. I mean, I feel like I definitely have gone through, in my early 20s especially, a period of my life where I was really putting myself out there and dating people I normally wouldn't and all these different things, trying to figure out, is that what I'm doing wrong? Am I too picky and all that? And now I've gone back to being more picky about who I date because I feel like I have been there, done that with dating people I normally wouldn't, and I know what does and doesn't work for me, so I know specifically what I'm looking for. And I've just noticed that if I do like someone lately and I tell them this, I feel like the response I get is like, well, I need to think about it, I need more time to decide. And it's just making me think, like, you know what? Why is it that I always end up talking to guys and stuff that, like, they always have to decide? Shouldn't it not be a decision for someone to want to be with you? Shouldn't they just know either way? Like, if you have to take time out.
How quickly do you want them to know, though? Because I feel like you will never get married if...
I don't know if I'm just an unrealistic, fast decision maker, but I am a very split second. I know what I do or don't like. I'm hot or cold. I'm yes or no.
And
you know,
if you're not different with that, I think, like, by writing things off or not giving it more time, I think that could be a problem. Or if you don't slow down, like, how quickly you want something to happen, I think you could cause some relationships to end quicker than they should.
But if you talk to somebody for a while and they're still.
What's a while,
thinking,
by the way? Like, what's your timetable for a while?
I don't know. Let's just say at least a couple months. If you are talking to someone, how long are you supposed to give someone for them to be like, I just don't know?
See, I think that after a couple of months, you should know if you like them or not.
Yeah.
Like, being in a relationship with someone doesn't have to mean you're walking down the aisle in
right.
a month, in 6 months. In a year.
But see, because guys treat dating me like such a, like, I don't know. Oh, God,
right.
I got to think about it. I got to,
like,
ask my friend,
like,
the family.
Me or you don't, dude.
Right.
Like,
so because that's what I keep getting, that's why I'm now in a place where I'm just like, you know what? Maybe I just need to start going into the acceptance phase of dating where it's just like, I just don't think I'm ever going to get married. I might get a boyfriend, a serious relationship in the next couple years again, but maybe I'm just never getting married.
I have a question. You have talked on the show about, like, a pork chop, maybe, like, going to therapy, or it might be beneficial. Same with Joe. And, like, I have had my fair share of therapy. Have you ever considered going to therapy?
Can I tell you what my biggest hesitation is? And if I'm being extremely transparent and candid with you, why I have not gone?
Yeah.
I've gone before in my life when I was, like, a kid and stuff. But I've not recently in the last couple years. Excuse me. The last couple years is because I feel super weirded out that when I share things about my personal life and things like that and talk about stuff that's going on with me, I am so paranoid. It is like a crippling fear that the therapist, and I know that there are these HIPAA laws or whatever you call them, I just am, I have such this huge paranoia that the therapist is going to tell their friends, guess who I talked to today? You won't believe how effed up her life is. It's Alex from the Joe and Alex Show. I live with this fear because I know that sounds like I'm
Pork
not
chop,
saying
you can't
that.
Laugh. Why are you laughing?
But I'm not saying that in a conceited way. Like, you don't understand, like, how many times I'll go into a restaurant or something and, like, nobody will say anything to me. And then as soon as I leave, I get a tweet. Oh, is that you that was just here? Or a DM. I saw you at the mall, but I was too scared to say anything and whatever. And because I feel like there is this, I am very aware after doing radio for over 7 years now, I'm very aware that there are people that do know who I am, and they may not tell me that they know, but they do. And how can you, if they are someone, let's say they happen to listen to the show, you think they're going to be able to resist telling their friend,
yes,
look at all the
called,
dirt?
That's called a professional.
Yeah, that's their job.
But that's the thing. I fear that, like, they're not going to be able to do it.
I think your fear is irrational, and I think your anxiety about it
just freaks me out.
Is irrational. I think that might be a reason why you should go.
Let's find
like,
out
can
real
I tell
quick.
You?
Like, what's one thing that you would hate for everybody to know?
I don't want them to know. I mean, I'm not going to say what it is, but I don't want like people knowing the ins and outs. Like, so I've been very surface level with the stuff with my family and things like that. Like, so if I'm going to a therapist and talking about those things, like it is just this fear. Like, I don't like the idea that I will never know, but they could be telling their
right.
friends and family
or fiance or husband
that they're talking to me.
Here's my thing. Obviously, there are things that are very personal in my life and very private. A lot of things that I have not shared on air, I haven't shared with you all, that I do share with my therapist. If it were to come out one day, all of this stuff, would I be kind of like a little like hurt or embarrassed? Yes. But at the end of the day, it's not going to make or break who I am as a person. If it does come out, I'm going to be like embarrassed a little bit, but it's not generally going to change anything. It's going to be okay if some of this stuff comes out, because it is okay, because we're all human. We all go through different adversities and trials and errors and everything. Every single human does. Some are worse than others, but we all do. So at the end of the day, it's not that giant of a deal to me if people find out these things. These like hidden secrets that I have that have happened to me.
You know where I think this fear probably comes from, where it really resides? The first time that I was ever recognized for being on the radio, I was laying on a table, legs up in the air, with a gynecologist, elbow deep in my vagine, and they said, wait, I know your voice. You're Alex, aren't you?
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.